Let me start this hour off by talking NFL draft. We are joined right now by a former linebacker for Michigan. He was an All-American, Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, Big Ten Linebacker of the Year, 79 tackles, 9 tackles for a loss, 5 sacks this season. The 2019 NFL Draft is coming up on April 25th through the 27th. It is in Nashville. Devin Bush is my guest. Devin, it's great to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
How you doing?
Good, man. Good. How about you?
I'm doing good. You know, living.
That's the truth, man. That is the answer right there. Listen, last month you made the announcement that you were going to enter the NFL draft. So kind of take us through the decision-making process. What was that like, and then how did it feel once you finally made that decision?
Yes, sir. Process was just, you know, it was a lot of thinking, you know, a lot of reflecting, a lot of life decision and grown man decision. You know, you have to announce that to your teammates. You got to announce that to your coaches, and you know, you announce that to your loved ones. So, you know, it's just a lot of thinking about, you know, making that next step, and you know, a lot of it goes into it. You know, your life is about to change, and it affects a lot of people. So, you know, you really got to think about yourself, but at the same time, you got to think about how you can affect others with the decision. But you know, once I got closer to my decision, I got more confident in it. You know, once I you know, set in stone and released it, and I was, you know, entering the draft, and you know, I just feel like a weight was lifted off my shoulders. You know, I was free to, you know, go off and do things that I wanted to do to get ready for this draft.
Devin Bush joining us. All right, you know, I had Julian Love on the program from Notre Dame earlier this week, and he said that part of the reason for entering the draft this year was because he realized how many games he had already played in college. You talked about the fact that you had suffered an injury, and it helped you realize how fleeting the sport can be. What was it like to realize that, and then how much does that motivate you going forward?
Yeah, it was just a lot, you know, getting hurt in the Ohio State game, and, you know, I wasn't able to even walk for, like, a week. So, you know, it just makes you think, like, man, could I go back and I can do this for a whole year? You know, who knows, I may hurt the hip again or anything else could happen. And, you know, you just work so hard for the sport and, you know, for the university. And, you know, once you get a chance at, you know, pursuing your dreams, man, you gotta take a leap of faith with that.
Devin Bush, my guest. Now, listen, I don't need to tell you this. You know exactly how this process goes because your father played in the league. But as part of the process, you know, folks will try to pick you apart, try to come up with any little flaw that they can find in your game. So how do you personally approach that? Do you ignore all of that? Or is that the kind of thing that maybe you can use as fuel and motivation?
Yeah, that's just something, you know, to pick up and laugh about, you know, joke around. Because, I mean, everybody has their own opinions. You know, everybody has something to say about you. And, you know, that just comes with the sport. That just comes with the type of person, you know, you are, the type of business you put yourself into. But, man, you don't take those things to heart. You know, the only thing that really matters is how you feel about yourself and how your peers feel about you.
Devin Bush, my guest. You know, it's a great answer. Now, I would say this. One of the knocks in the past has been that you might not be the tallest guy in the field, but your D coordinator, Don Brown, said, quote, "I've had people say, well, you know, he's not 6'2", but he is the fastest, meanest guy on the field," end quote. So does that sound about right to you? And if so, how much pride do you take in the fact that you are the fastest, meanest guy on the field?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that sounds 100% accurate. I mean, you know, I just take pride in my game, and I take pride in, you know, my preparation. And, you know, I go out there and, you know, I play to win. That's where it all starts from, man. I love to play the game, and I love to win.
Yeah, and there's a certain intensity that comes in the way you approach it and the way you play the game. I mean, is that coming from the love of the game? Where does the intensity come from? And the sport itself, what does football mean to you?
Football is my whole life. I've been around football, you know, since I was born. And, you know, my father playing, my uncle playing, and my cousins playing. And, you know, I just always been around the game. So, I mean, it just comes from loving the game so much and being around it so long and putting so much into it. You know, I just love the game. You know, it just makes me who I am today.
Devin Bush getting ready for the draft. Now, your father was a safety at Florida State. Your father was a national champion. He was a first-round pick. He was a Super Bowl winner. The story goes that even when you were just 4, you knew what you wanted to do. You wanted to play football, but your dad said, you got to wait till you're 7. What did you like about the game, even at such a young age? Do you even remember back then what it was like? And just take me back. What was that time like?
I don't remember too much. All I know is I had a dad that on Sundays, put on a uniform and put on a helmet, and I would go watch him play, you know, a game, and after, you know, he'll be my dad again. I thought everybody dad does that. You know, as I grew up, I come to find out, you know, not a lot of people get to do that. That's something special. So, I mean, from right then and there, I kind of knew what I wanted to do. And I think I fell in love with the game just by watching him play it, and it just looked so fun to me. And, you know, once he introduced me to it, you know, it was love at first sight.
You see, that's the thing. You said you fell in love with the game as love at first sight. And that's interesting because your dad said, you can play the game, but do not play the game because of me. You have to play the game only out of love. What did he mean by that? Why was that so important?
Yeah, I mean, if you play the game for somebody else, you know, you're not doing it for yourself. And this game is so hard, you know, it's so mentally tough and so physically tough. That if you don't love it, you know, it's so easy to give it up, and it's so easy to walk away from it. So if you're going to play this game, you're going to play all into this game because you love the game and that you want to do it.
All right, so a couple of things before you go. Your father also coached your high school team, and in 2015, you won the Class 8A state championship. The two of you kind of hugged it out at midfield after the game, and he told you he loved you, that he was proud of you, that you're a hell of a player. Again, this is a proud man. This is a tough man. This guy who had a great career. What did that moment mean to you? Do you ever think back on it?
Yeah, always, man. That was one of a very special moment, you know, in my lifetime. I'm never going to forget. You know, we've been on this journey together since, like you said, I was 3 years old, and you know, to win a state title, you know, the first time in school history, you know, with my father being along my side, you know, that just meant everything to me. And, you know, I was getting ready to go to college anyway. So, I mean, it was almost like a leaving party for me. And, you know, for him to say that and be that proud of me, you know, meant everything to me.
Former Michigan linebacker Devin Bush getting ready for the draft. And then finally, you tweeted your announcement that you were going to enter the draft. And Derek Brooks responded, quote, "Let's go, nephew." Listen, there are a few people in that sport. In fact, Devin, I'd say there are a few people on this planet that I respect more than Derek Brooks. He was at that state championship game. He goes back a long way with your father. What's it like being around Derek?
Yeah, man, that's living legend, man. That's one of those guys you look up to, and you're like, man, I hope I can do the same thing he did. And, you know, for him to be in my corner, for him to actually be my godfather, you know, I can always turn to him and anything I need, any advice I need, you know, I could turn to him and I'd get the best advice in the world.
It's a great resume. An All-American, a Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, Big Ten Linebacker of the Year, and he made the announcement he's coming out for the NFL Draft. Devin Bush, my guest. Devin, great to have you on. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
I will be looking for you once you get there.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Devin Bush, appreciate you a lot. Good to have a good Michigan man on the program. An All-American. Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. I like him a lot. You knew it. Right when he answered that first question, you knew he was going to be really good. I mean, we know what he's about as a player, obviously. But good to have a good Michigan man on this show. And he's getting ready for the upcoming NFL Draft.